Blog Talk Radio.
A few words may suffice to tell the truth.
Determined to do about racial injustice.
Yeah.
One is the word all. We don't want some
of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama and Mississippi and Georgia, South Carolina, we'll send you something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama and Mississippi and South Carolina. Then there's a third word, is the word now. We're not willing to wait 100 years for our rights. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool off. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what they say.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yes, once again, it's Saturday night. It is Experiencing Spirituality and Meditation with the man himself, Dr. You see, people, I'm getting old. Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome him in to the studio because he's here live and in color. Let's give him a nice hand.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings, everyone. Glad to see that we have a nice crowd of folks on the show today and that we're about to make our way to a brighter day. Yes, indeed, because now's the time for us to, as we had mentioned before, awaken to knowing that we can make things better in our lives, you know, and two important ingredients that are really important in people's lives is one, good health, and the other one is good wealth. Because even if you're wealthy, a multi-billionaire or trillionaire, and you're in the hospital on your deathbed, you know, what is your money going to do for you? Nothing. But if you got the combination of both, good amount of money in your bank account and in your possession, and you also have a good amount of good health within your being where you're not, you know, in trouble health-wise in any kind of way or fashion, that's a good thing because then you could actually spend that money and enjoy it, and also you could use it to help the lives of other people as well. So these are things that, you know, are really good. And one of the things that we have tonight, which is really important, we do have a young lady. Her name is Dr. Nunani, and she's going to be on talking with us soon, and she's going to be talking about, you know, her products of what she has in regards to dealing with, some of the serious ailments that affect our people on a regular basis. And the thing is, sometimes the so-called medicines that we get don't really help us as much as they could cure us. And those are the things, to find medicines and to find, healthy medicines that can really not just help us out a little bit or slightly, but find medicines that can actually cure the problems that we have. And that's one of the things that Dr. Nuwani has that can really be a great help, because she's dealing with diabetes and cancer and ailments like that that are, you know, serious problems in our community today. And when she comes on and starts to speak about this, all of you will get a chance to hear what she has to say and how it can really improve your life if you get involved with the products that she has. So just give me a few moments. I just wanted to share one or two things with you guys, and then Dr. Nunani is going to come on, and she's going to be able to speak about, you know, what she's doing and the great products that she has that can actually help to cure and be a blessing to the lives of others. But anyway, before we go there, I do just have one more thing that I wanted to say. And that is that right now, great blessings are coming our way. You know, we're looking at being able to establish different community centers, you know, in different states, you know, we're in our communities, and we're looking at being able to really offer great opportunities to our people right now. And the only reason why this can happen is because God is still in the blessing business, and also that we can, even though we've been told that we can't do these kind of things, but we really can. We can manifest wealth. We can manifest great opportunities to come our way. But the thing about it is we have to believe it in order to manifest it and achieve it. And we have to know our true identity of who we are as God beings that can actually bring about great, awesome, and amazing things in our lives. So these are things that we can do. And that's why it's very important for us to reawaken ourselves to who we truly are, and then we can move forward and start to really bring about some wonderful things in our lives. But anyway, I just wanted to touch base on that before I bring Dr. Nunani on. And now you can hear directly from Dr. Nunani, and I just wanted to say, my sister, your phone is open, and you can start to share with us information about the different remedies that you have for taking care of things like diabetes and cancer and other things that you're involved with, because our people really do need to know about this. And a person like yourself that's really trying to reach out and provide these different opportunities for people to improve and cure and just be a blessed situation for their lives, that's a good thing. So right now, I would like to give a round of applause for Dr. Nunani and just let everyone know that she's now getting ready to come on to the show.
Thank you, listeners. This is Dr. Nunani here today. It's my pleasure to be here today to share this information that is lacking in our community. Thank you so much. Thanks for the listeners. And thank you, brothers, for bringing me on the show. Thank you so much.
Yes,
so
indeed. Great introduction, my sister. Continue on and let us know what you know.
Thank you. So I want to start off to say that there is an ill for every pill, but there is no pill for every ill. This means that every single one of us, we go to these doctors, they give us 4 or 5 medications, and they don't address the root cause of the problem. All the medication does is control and manage the symptoms. But unless you get rid of the root, you can't get rid of the fruit, which is the disease or conditions that we have. So today I want to focus on diabetes simply because we have so many people in our community that has diabetes. We talking about people in their early 30s that are being diagnosed with diabetes. And I've seen people in their 40s, blind, amputations because of diabetes. It's one of the 5th leading cause of death worldwide. And this is the real pandemic. diabetes. So today, I really want to talk about the root cause of diabetes and the things that we need to do to address this problem. But before we go into that, I want to tell the audience a little bit about my background. I've been doing research on drug development for the last 32 years. I am a clinical research scientist, and I've been doing this for a long time. And I did my research at Columbia University, Rockefeller, Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, and I also worked in the biopharmaceutical company for over 20 years. So because of what happened to me, I was diagnosed with HPV years ago, and after one conventional treatment did not work, I developed cancerous cells on my cervix. So when that conventional treatment did not work, I refused to go back and do the same thing. You know, it's only crazy people who will go back and do the same thing if it doesn't work. So I decided to learn more about it and integrate multiple various sciences so that I could heal myself. And now I decided to heal others. Because it's our responsibility, whatever gift God has given us, that we share it with the world. It's not our gift. The gift is from him, and we are just a vessel for the work that we're doing.
Exactly.
So in regards to diabetes, one of the things people need to understand about diabetes is that any disease, including diabetes, you can reverse any disease if you address the root cause of the problem. And people who are diabetic need to fully understand that the root cause of your disease is the three T's, which is toxins, thoughts, and traumas. Toxins means all the foods, environmental stuff that we're getting inside our body, whether it's through the skin, through breathing. With the foods we eat, they cause health disruptors. And our thoughts are very people with these negative thoughts, people who are holding on to these emotions coming from traumas. We have to be able to get rid of these trauma, address these traumas, and address these toxic thoughts because the body creates neuroemotional toxins that cannot be diagnosed by the medical doctors. There's no tools to physically diagnose these neuroemotional toxins. And what happened is that the body starts holding back with the insulin or making the receptors resistant so that the sweetness that is no longer in the physical body, so that the body can become sweet, and this is what diabetes is. So that's the emotional and the trauma part of diabetes. But tonight I want to dive more into the physical, because all the three T's, what they do is they create a blockage in two pathways. Those two pathways is the HGP pathway and the HPA pathway. The HGP pathway is called the hepatic, meaning liver, glutathione. Glutathione is made in the liver, the pathway, and that pathway is like the connection between the liver and the brain. So when this pathway is blocked, it is very difficult, it's impossible to reverse diabetes. And if you look at people who have diabetes, their glutathione level is very, very low. The other big thing is the HPA axis, which is the hypothalamus, which is in the brain, the pituitary, which is in the brain, and the adrenal axis. So the adrenal is the main secreting glands in the body. And if we do not take care of the adrenal gland, it is going to be impossible to reverse any disease, because when we go into menopause, for example, or men become older, and the testes is no longer producing testosterone. It's being produced now by the adrenal gland. And it's the same thing with women when they go into menopause. What happens is this organ, it controls, it starts taking over. So the toxins that impair these pathways are heavy metals. If you look at a lot of people who have diabetes, a lot of them have mercury fillings inside their mouth. And the mercury fillings are in the molars. And what it does, it crosses over the sex meridian and it crosses over the adrenal axis and it crosses over the thyroid. As a result, what happened is that the heavy metals is so concentrated inside the liver, it is impossible for the liver to produce the enzymes that is necessary to liquefy toxins, make glutathione, and also to make enzymes. Enzymes is needed for every single biochemical function in the body. So therefore, it's imperative that we go and get the mercury fillings taken out, and you need to use a biological dentist. What you can do is call the Huggins Institute, and they will tell you the nearest biological dentist in your area. The same thing with iomat.org. If you go to their website, they're able to tell you the nearest biological dentist in your area. Root canal is also a huge problem. A lot of cancers, too, are caused by root canals because they cross over these organs, meridians. As a result, it creates blockages, and then it's very difficult to have cell-to-cell communication in the body and cell-to-cell communication between the brain, the tissues and organs, and the endocrine system. The other big issue is parasites. In the third world countries, parasites has always been addressed. However, in the United States, it seems like nobody has parasites. But a lot of people have parasites. And what they need to do is go on a parasitic detoxification every quarter. Every time the season changes, they should be detoxifying their body. Because what the parasite does is that it creates a lot of acid inside the blood. The blood becomes dirty. And the parasites also go into the liver. They also go into the pancreas. They also in the receptors. So they cannot function. The other thing is inflammation. We are eating a lot of processed foods. We are eating a lot of foods high in potassium. And these processed foods, what they do is that they cause inflammation. A lot of foods too high in potassium, also they cause inflammation. And the problem with inflammation, it put a lot of stress on the adrenal gland. And the adrenal gland secretes a hormone that is called cortisol. Cortisol is the inflammatory hormone that is used for inflammation. As a result, people are tired all the time because the adrenal gland is constantly working really hard to the point whereby people will have nervous breakdown. They will be tired continuously. You know, they are tired all the time to the point whereby they cannot even sleep. So the heavy metals is causing them to, you know, it caused them not to sleep. The acids inside the blood is causing them not to sleep because the blood is dirty. The liver cannot function. The liver is unable to produce enough glutathione. The glutathione is needed to clean up the brain. And then also a lack of phenylalanine. People are not eating foods that is rich in phenylalanine, which is an essential amino acid. And you could get that from eating clean meat such as goat, lamb, bison. Those are clean meat. It's very difficult for them to raise them with a lot of, just like how they raise chicken. It's very difficult for them to be raised given antibiotics and all of these other hormones because they die. And that's the reason why when you do buy these meats, it's very expensive, but they're rich in phenylalanine. And it's needed for the brain, it's needed for the thyroid, it's needed for the adrenal gland. The other thing people have to also understand that because diabetes is a hormonal problem, it's affecting the endocrine system. Therefore, it is essential that you take essential fatty acids. You need to take essential fatty acids that is high in omega-3 opposed to omega-6, because high omega-6 will cause inflammation. So you want to be on foods high in omega-3. And you also want your omegas to be high in EPA and DHA. You want to have at least 1,000 of each one of those, 1,000 of DHA and 1,000 of EPA, because you need good cholesterol, which comes from the omegas, to produce hormones. You also need good cholesterol to lubricate your joints. It will also reduce the inflammation in your body. I tell people, just like the car needs oil to function properly, so does the body need oils, healthy fats, to function properly as well. One of the big problems that we have here in the United States is eating shellfish. What shellfish does is it creates tough debris in the body and it wipes out your enzyme. Shellfish is, you know, they're vultures of the ocean. They look like they're cockroaches of the sea. They're cockroaches of the rivers. So we need to stay away from shellfish because their job is to clean the bottom of the rivers, the bottom of the waters. And by you eating them, it's like you eating the bird, the vulture that fly up in the sky, that clean up, that you see on the side of the road. It's their job. It's just like when you eat pork. Pork's job is to clean the earth. So we need to stay away from parasites. We need to stay away from scavengers, because scavengers are filled also with parasites. And they create problems. Their job is to clean the earth. And therefore, whatever they clean up and you eat them, it's putting stress on the body because it takes a lot of enzymes to break down those type of food. And then it puts the body at enzyme deficit. And when the body go into enzyme deficit, what happens is that it creates a lot of health problems. The other thing is soy. We have to really be careful with the foods that we're eating and look out for soy. Anything that says hydrogenated, it has soy in there. So you need to look for that. You also need to look for MSG. There's a lot of MSG in the food, and the MSG, it causes people to become fat. The monosodium glutamate, you've got to look out for that. And you should stay away from kale. Kale is high in MSG. It's part of its circulation system, but they're promoting kale like crazy. Also, spinach, you got to stay away from spinach because spinach is very high in oxalates, and what it does, it causes inflammation. And then the same thing with nuts. We got to really be careful with the type of nuts. Like peanuts is very high in aflatoxins, is very high in oxalic acid as well, prussic acid as well. So the thing is, you got to stay away from these foods. You know, the peanuts, the almonds, a lot of the nuts. Like macadamia nuts are good. Pecans are good. Those are good nuts. The hazelnuts, the good nuts are very expensive. Blue light. If you look at the history of diabetes in areas, in a lot of these third world countries, as you see the light in these rural area, you start seeing an increase in diabetes. And what we need to do on our cell phones, we need to change the blue light. We need to put on the blue light filter and put night shift on your phone. Because what happens, blue light is so dangerous. When it hits the retina, which is the camera of the eye, it sends signal to the leptin receptors. And what it does, it's pretty much damaging the leptin receptors. As a result, people start gaining weight. They start also having insulin resistance. So therefore, it is imperative when it comes to our cell phone, when it comes to our computers, what we need to do is change the filter on our computers and change it to warmer colors. And then inside your house, we have all of these LED lights. They are horrible for you. What you need to do is change it to incandescent lights, put some red light bulbs in your house. They, you know, it's like infrared. Those lights are healthier for you than the blue lights. Do not use blue lights in your house. Do not put blue lights on your car. They are horrible for you. They cause a lot of problems. And then when it comes to the cell phones again, people on these Bluetooth, this is radiation that we are putting in our thyroid gland. From the ear to the thyroid gland, it is very, it's a short distance. So we are radiating our thyroid gland. As a result, we're going to come down with either hypo or hyperthyroidism, or we could come down with Hashimoto disease. So therefore, it's imperative that you stay off these Bluetooth that you put in your ear because of the radiation, and do not put sleep with your phone next to you. Keep your phone far away from you when you sleep. The same thing with your electronics. Put them in a separate room because they are not good for you. All of these frequencies are unhealthy for you. Therefore, if anyone wants to become healthy, they have to get rid of these things. And when it comes to addressing diabetes, because it's an endocrine problem, and everyone has been given metformin and all of these drugs, to be very, very careful, simply because women and men, how could you treat a woman and a man the same when there is an endocrine problem? Women and men are created differently. We have our own hormones. Women have a lot of estrogen, progesterone. Men have a lot of testosterone. So whenever you have diabetes, because it's an insulin is a hormone, these hormones are affected by the diabetes. Hormones, people have to understand that hormones is like a football team. When one is injured, the other players have to work harder to so that they could win. The same thing with diabetes. When the pancreas and the receptors are not functioning properly, the other organs have to work harder. The thyroid is affected. Brain is affected. Everything is affected. So therefore, we cannot treat diabetes the same for men and women. And what I did was, me and my partner, Dr. Scott Ponganet, we developed a product that is called Sweet Calm. And Sweet Calm is the first gender-specific diabetic supplement worldwide on the market. And what the product does is it addresses the underlying issues of diabetes with men and women. For example, in men, a lot of men have heart issues. They become impotent when they are diabetic, and they get more neuropathy as well. So therefore, in that supplement, we address those issues specifically for men. Also, we also address the other indications such as high cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation issue, eye problems. We have products in there specifically to address those issues, because a lot of people with diabetes are on 4, 5, 6 medications. With this product itself, they could start weaning themselves off those medications because Sweet Calm addressed those issues. The same thing with women. When women have diabetes, you start seeing their hair start falling out. It affects the menstrual cycle. So we have products in Sweet Calm to address the issues with women. So, you know, their hair is going to stop falling out. The product ingredients in there that's going to increase the iron level, great for hair, skin, and nails, balance off the menstrual cycle. If they're menopausal, if they're going through menopause, it's also going to regulate the hormones with the females. So in order to treat diabetes effectively, we have to address the root cause, and this is what Sweet Calm does. We also have products in there to nourish and clear up the pancreas as well as the liver, because those organs play a big role in diabetes. And then a lot of people who are diabetic too, they have an issue with weight. This product will curb your appetite. There's something in there to curb your appetite that will allow you to start losing weight. So I would recommend this product. This is the first of its kind on the market for people to start working to address the underlying issues. And rather than they're on 4 or 5 medication, they could just take this one product. And with a clean diet, high in fiber, everyone who's diabetic needs to eat foods that is high in fiber. By eating foods high in fiber, by staying away from shellfish, taking their omega, detoxifying their system, and the product also detoxify the system, they can reverse diabetes. They can bring their sugar level within normal range. The problem with the current medication that they have, it does not address the issues at all. All it does is just mask. What it does is just control it. It does not address the root cause of the problem. And like I said at the beginning, if you do not get rid of the root, you cannot get rid of the fruit. So you have to get rid of the root. You got to detoxify. You got to nourish and rebuild in order for you to reverse any health condition. And this is what Sweet Calm does. And anyone could go to the website. It's called Nuaceutical. It's like Nutraceutical, but you remove the T and the R. And then you get Nuaceutical, NuaceuticalCom. Thank you very much.
And thank you, my sister, for sharing that information, because, you know, these are things that our folks need to know. You know, unfortunately, when you try to deal with, you know, what you eat, a lot of people don't know what you eat is a reflection of your health condition that you're going to have. And these are
Absolutely.
Things that we really need to know. Because once we start to know that toxic foods, like you said, with pork and, you know, shrimp and different things like that, these are things that can be very toxic. And once the toxins start to build up in our system, that's when we do have different ailments and diseases that start to blossom in our system. And, you know, unfortunately, people don't know that they're feeding into those type of situations. So these are things that, you know, nutrients need to, you know, share with our folks and that they need to be more aware of. And, you know, back in the time of slavery, you know, pork was, you know, was really chitlins and all of that was really a part of our regular food, but it wasn't something that we had a choice to choose. But now that
right.
we do have a choice to choose, we can choose the right foods to eat and not be forced to eat the negative foods. So that's the thing right now. We can make our lives a lot more healthier and even wealthier, you know, but the bottom line is in order to do that, we have to be willing to change our mindset because a lot of us,
Absolutely.
You know, are stuck on not only just foods to eat, but even cigarettes. You know, I remember at one time there was, you know, a big, you know, sharing of information on television and on the radio about how much, you know, cigarettes can really cause cancer and can really ruin your life and everything. But then because the cigarette companies were almost going out of business, they started protesting about it, and then they stopped, you know, making that information available on television and radio like it used to be. So now a lot of people don't even know. And one thing, you know, I do have some interesting feelings about good old Trumpity Dumpity, but one thing that he did say that was interesting, because they even made some cigarettes, new cigarettes, that had a sugar taste that tasted like candy for kids to get involved with smoking cigarettes, and they would have that candy sweet taste to it. And a lot of kids were getting hooked onto it. And then Trump said, no, we can't do this. We don't want all these kids to get hooked onto it. So that was a good thing that he finally spoke up on something positive to stop some negative things from happening. But these are things that we do have to be careful, because people are more interested in making money off of the people that are in our society than really helping them out, whether it's with their health or whether it's with them being able to come out of poverty and live a, you know, successful financial life as well. And because of that, we have to be independently helping our people ourselves, because if we're just going to wait for somebody to come across and just share all this information and the whole system to regear itself, not towards making money off of you, but trying to, you know, really help you become a healthier and a more financial successful person, you know, you may be waiting your whole life and never see that. But the bottom line is, if people like yourself, myself, and many other people that are out here that do want to share this very important information about what we can do to improve our lives, you know, health-wise and financially-wise, that's a good thing, because once we start to learn these things, then we can turn our whole life around instead of ending up in hospitals or ending up, like you said, with strokes or, you know, having to have your liver removed or something because you got cancer and all these crazy things that can happen to you by having the improper food that you eat. This can really be a game changer for you. So I really appreciate what you just shared, because it was very important and it can definitely have a huge impact on the lives of people. It's just a matter of, are you ready to really bring about a huge change in your life in regards to how your health can definitely improve itself? And right now what I would like to do is to, you know, pass the word on to those who are listening to our program. And there's a person on right now, and that is 347-742. 347-742. Your mic is open, and if you have anything that you would like to share with us at this point, feel free to do so on what was said and what we just spoke about. 347-742. Can you hear me? Okay, no problem, man. I just wanted to see if you were available to talk and if you were interested in talking. Okay, and now we have another person. We're going to go to the next person, and that is 407-236. 407-236, Sister Yvette, or Dr. Yvette, if you would like to say a few words now and had a nice comment on what we were talking about, definitely feel free to share with us what you're feeling at this point.
Yes, I totally endorse just everything that Dr. Nuani provided, the information she provided, especially when she talked about the emotions, because the emotions trigger neurochemicals, and those neurochemicals, it triggers neuroelectricity, and that's when our system begins to do the wrong thing. So the kinds of information that she shared here tonight, and the things that are in the product that she is providing, is really, really, really important. I want to add something about NutriCalm. I started taking the Calm, Sweet Calm, and immediately I saw changes in the way I was processing. I called her back. I said, Dr. Nuani, this thing is an appetite suppressant, and it made me calm. So I found that to be really, really good. And staying calm reduces what is called the flight responses. When you are always wound up and you're in a fight-flight mood, you are causing your sugar levels to be higher, your cholesterol goes up, the blood pressure is. So just the fact that it calms you down, and the suppression of the appetite, the effect it has on diabetes and obesity, I would tell everybody to go out and just get this and put it on as their supplement. They're going to see that they'll be needing less medication because of this one product that is now made available to us. I really want to thank Dr. Noani. She's a personal friend of mine, a wonderful person, and a person who loves humanity. Dr. Noani, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yvette. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. And thank you both for sharing the wonderful information that you shared thus far. And now we're getting ready to go on to our next person, and that is number 571-246. Number 571-246. Your phone and mic is open now. If you would like to share some information in regards to what you feel, in regards to what was being said thus far, we would definitely like to hear what you have to say. Okay, 571-264. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay, great. And I can hear you as well. So, yes, if you could share with us your comment on what has been said thus far, that would be great.
I would like to know more about this sweet calm. Does that help with high cholesterol?
Yes, it does. It helps with high cholesterol. It helps balance off the female hormones, because for the women, and it I help balance off the male hormones for the men that are affected by diabetes. It also helps neuropathy. It helps vision. You know, a lot of people, they start getting bleeding in the eye and they start losing their vision. It helps address those issues. There's products in there for high cholesterol as well, and also to suppress the appetite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, thank you. The thing with appetite, I have never really had appetite problem. I'm never hungry. I don't know why. Never feel hungry, so I don't overeat. And I'm down to 2 meals a day because of the time that I work. And I cannot see why I'm gaining weight.
The reason why, are you diabetic?
No, not.
The reason why you are gaining weight is because your whole endocrine system is off. And your adrenal gland, are you tired all the time?
Sometimes.
Okay. And then you also have to check your thyroid gland as well, because the thyroid and adrenal, as well as the liver, they are one of the major organs and glands that's responsible for weight. And then also you got to check your gut. Also, you could possibly have a leaky gut.
Mm-hmm. Well, so far I don't have a thyroid problem, as the doctor says. And actually, because I have my work schedule, I am up at 10 o'clock in the morning. I go to work at 12 o'clock. So I have a meal at 11:30, another one at 5:30. But I am actually eating less. And yet still, I've gained about 10 pounds in the last, since 2020.
Are you exercising? You need to exercise. And then another thing, what people need, sunlight, water, and magnetism. You need the sun. 66% of our energy, we should get it from the sun opposed to food.
Yeah.
And you need plenty of water as well. You need to hydrate the system so the body can detox itself. And then you also need magnetism. Ground yourself. Everyone needs to ground themselves. You also need the sun for vitamin D. Vitamin D is a hormone, but it's also a vitamin as well. And if you live up north, a lot of people are lacking vitamin D. It's necessary for a lot of functions in the body. So therefore, it's imperative in the winter time. What you need to do is, you know, take a vitamin D supplement.
Well, yes, I'm in Virginia, and I have been taking vitamin D supplements since the last year or so. And it's just since last year I've developed this high cholesterol problem. And I don't want to take statin at all.
So just take Sweet Calm, and if you just eat your greens, foods high in fiber. Stay away from meat. Do fish. Do lean meat. If you decide to eat, you know, red meat, do the bison. You could do lamb.
Yes.
And that will get rid of your cholesterol. If you do fish, plenty of fish and greens, and sweet corn, and you exercise and detox, that will get rid of your cholesterol problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for sharing that. And, yeah, my sister, I'm glad you were here to hear about this so that you could actually have a remedy for, you know, what you're dealing with, what you're dealing with right now. Okay, so now we're going to get ready to go on to the next person, and that is 718-350. 718-350. If you have an opportunity, because your mic is open, you can share with us what you're feeling as well.
Yes, I came in just a little late, but I heard what you were saying, Sister Nya. It's very important, you know, to know what's good and what's bad for the body. I eat a lot of green vegetables. I didn't know spinach was an issue. Could you tell me why that?
Yes, because spinach is very high in oxalic acid and oxalates. What it does, it causes inflammation. It causes gout. What happened is that when you are eating foods high in oxalates, they deposit crystals inside the blood. It is also high in potassium as well. When the body has too much potassium, it sends signal, because inside the kidney there's a sodium-potassium pump, and then the adrenal gland sits right on top of the kidneys. So the kidneys send a message to the adrenal gland, listen, I need to get rid of the sodium and potassium. So what the adrenal gland does is it secretes a hormone that is called aldosterone. And what aldosterone is, a pro-inflammatory hormone. So the body needs the hormone, the body needs that hormone to burn off the high potassium and sodium, but at the same time it's causing inflammation. So now your body is loaded with inflammation. This is how it burns it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. My last doctor's appointment, not diabetic, and he gave me some medication. Sometimes I, with green food and a cumin, all right, garlic, ginger, turmeric, and so on. I'd have my smoothie, and I would take them. Oh, my sugar went from 9. Trying to get myself off these medications.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay, when it comes to garlic, what garlic is going to do is, so what garlic does, it causes the, it's not healthy for you. What garlic does, it causes the prostate to enlarge.
The prostate to enlarge?
Yes, so raw garlic. So we got to be careful with the raw garlic.
Okay, raw garlic. Okay. I'm a little bit of a garlic because it's fully gone. The other thing is that my, calcium levels
because you have vitamin D. If your calcium is high, that means you need vitamin D to metabolize the calcium.
Okay. I would take vitamin D3 for a while now, but I'm outside of that. I know this is the norm, but vitamin D is what I need. And garlic is not that good for us. But you're talking about nuts. pumpkin seeds, you know, basically any type of cut. You're saying about, you know, what nuts are the best for you?
If you do macadamia nuts are good, hazelnuts, pecans, those are good. Stay away from nuts such as almonds, peanuts. You got to stay away from them.
Almonds,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I know people are selling almond stuff. I love almonds. But these people are selling almond milk. What is the difference between the two? I know there's concentrated almonds, but is almond milk also put in a category which you should stay away from?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I do thank you, my brother, for coming on and sharing some of your information there in regards to some of the things you're working on improving, and also just some general questions about different types of foods you can eat and all of that. Because, like I said before, these are things that we really need to know about so that we can really gear ourselves towards eating foods that can be more healthy for us instead of eating foods that can really affect our health in a negative way. And once we start to come... Go ahead. What were you saying?
The website I can go to.
It's nutraceutical.com. Like nutraceutical, but remove the T and the R. Nutraceutical, but remove the T and the R. Nutraceutical.com. Nancy Uncle Apple. Charlie Edward Uncle, Tom Igloo, Charlie Apple, Larry. Nuaceutical.com.
Nuaceutical.com. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
really
great.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you guys.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
And now we're getting ready to go on to the next caller. And that is number 347. 347-880. Your mic is open now.
Greetings tonight for such a beautiful subject, which are the people that are more aware than me and bringing things out for the people. I cherish them and honor them that we can give them the limelight that they can move along and develop things for the people. And I feel so happy tonight that to hear some of our people being the things that we are speaking about for a while, we that are vegetarians and vegans, we embrace the thing we're going to use food as our guide and our strength and our medicine. And this is what's happening now more and more. And I do appreciate these sisters and doctors that came out tonight and gave us this opportunity to learn about what we can do. But still we have other things that is medicine, like the sourship leaf, the guava leaf, and these things don't grow in this area. So there's things that can cut down other things from diabetes and cancer and different things. We have other things, and what we're saying, we've been saying for a while that too much garlic stop the body from producing insulin, where that can fight off when you get disease, and use it in a way that can, you know, it treats the body. So I'm very happy that other people coming out and saying the same thing similar to what I used to say. I feel happy, and this is coming from the Ethiopian World Federation Department of Medicine, where that we really are using medicine to heal ourselves and try to keep us healthy. And we're trying to do it more than before. If we used to do it, we're doing it more than before in this pandemic to heal ourselves. So if the information where we can get the treated because of the medicine, we will be buying it and recommend it shortly and run it in our Facebook, where that the sales can go up and opportunity, and even invest in it to let it go to all people. So I'm happy tonight that these subjects are coming up. Thank you very much.
And thank you, my brother, for sharing that. And you're right. You know, these are things that are very important, because if you can't really live a successful, a happy life if your health is down and out and you're stuck in a hospital or stuck in a bad situation where you're about to have a major operation and all these different things. So it's a lot better if we can live a healthy and wealthy life, because then we can really live a successful and happy life. But anyway, moving on to the next caller we have here. Right now we have 914-330. 914-330. We would like to have you, let you know that your mic is open, and if you have any comments that you would like to share with us at this time, definitely feel free to do so, so that you can share with us what you're feeling
sure.
about.
Sure, I would love to.
Saying. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I would love to. This is a very, very enlightening topic. I was really surprised to hear some of the information that Dr. Luani brought out, and I was shocked to find out that certain vegetables that we were led to believe that were very healthy for us are actually very harmful, because I was shocked to find out about kale, spinach, peanuts, garlic. I mean, these are things that we've been eating for years. We were led to believe that they were very healthy for us. Even soy was touted as being something very healthy for us, high in protein and so forth. In actuality, we've been poisoning our systems. I'm very much appreciative of you coming out with this information. Also, I would like to ask, you mentioned sweet corn being good for diabetics. Can sweet corn be used by other people that do not have diabetics, or do you have other products that you can recommend to people that are non-diabetic?
I'm going to jump in here to answer if my mic is opened up.
Sure, sure. Y'all can hear you.
Yes.
Do you have other products
yes.
besides the sweet corn? Because everybody that's on here is not diabetic.
Yeah. Dr. Nuani had to leave, so she's asked me to, right, just
okay.
to kind of fill in for her. The sweet corn
I appreciate
is also
the partner.
Good. Yeah, it's good for weight loss. It is also good for enhancing libido. What I know from my field is that all neurochemicals are interactive. They interact with each other. And she
mm-hmm.
talked about the HGA pathway and the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal axis. Those pathways integrate just about all the primary and subsidiary neurochemicals and neurohormones. So once you fix that pathway, or you fix the neurochemicals in those pathways, you get benefits in all the other areas. And
okay.
I am using the product, and I am seeing the difference. It does
Which
make a difference
product are you using?
In the way I use the sweet corn.
Oh, are you diabetic?
I am diabetic, but I'm also,
okay.
yes, I don't have a weight problem per se.
Okay.
But
okay.
I have found it to be helpful, yeah.
Right. Well, my question was, do you all have a product that us non-diabetics can safely take?
The sweet corn.
Oh, sweet corn? Okay.
Yeah, the
also,
sweet
it was brought up about the vegetables in terms of the kale and the spinach. Are there any particular vegetables that are actually safe for us to eat?
Yes, they are. And Dr. Nuani, actually, she gave me a list.
Could you name some of them that don't include the spinach or the kale? Because we've been getting kale at the juice bars and everything. We were led to believe that this was something healthy for us. And I was shocked to find out about the garlic. Oh, my God, that's crazy in terms of what it's doing to men. Enlarging the prostate. And then you have men that have these problems and think that they have prostate cancers because now it's being triggered off by eating too much garlic. I mean, it's like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Excuse my French. It's, We don't know what's safe today.
Dr. Nuwani provided me with a list of safe vegetables. I can't put my hands on it right away.
Thank God.
But she does do consultations.
Okay.
I know that she recommends the purples, like the purple cabbage, the purple onions, and stuff like that. I know those are among the list of vegetables that she recommends. And there are some alternatives to the kale and the spinach. But she does do consultations. And one of the things she does, she looks at your, she can have your blood reports sent to her, and she can analyze.
Oh, sure, the blood tells you the complete story. I understand that, but I was just curious in terms of if there was particular vegetables that you all could name that, you know, we could just take off of our list of eating, because I'm quite sure a lot of us are contaminating ourselves on a daily basis and don't have a clue. It's bad enough. The processed food is being altered. We don't really know what's safe to eat today.
Well, I would tell you what I did. I just forgot everything that they have ever told me about food. And I went on my own path and my own journey to find the right kinds of foods that was good for me.
Right.
So I don't believe anything that I'm told anymore.
Right.
And I found that I was quite surprised by a lot of things that when presented to us. For example, some people use the sweeteners, the artificial sweeteners. Those wipe out your enzymes. Those wipe out your enzymes.
Absolutely.
It puts the pressure on your system to replace those enzymes. And it does impact aging. So,
and
my
I recently
field
found
is
out
not...
that sugar is classified as a drug itself. Sugar itself. Everybody should stay completely away from sugar.
Well, the thing with sugar would increase your dopamine production, right? And once your dopamine production becomes too high, it also restricts melatonin your melatonin kicks in once the sun goes down. But if you're using a lot of sugar, it takes a longer time for that conversion to happen. You do not fall asleep on time. You can't sleep. It causes insomnia. And it also prevents you from going into very deep sleep. You're different wavelength and you have your beta sleep, so you don't go into those sleep zone. And my field is the neuropsychology and the transmitters and how the brain behaves. So with the foods, that's different. But I know this about the dopamine and sugars. Now, getting into deep sleep where you go into alpha
theta,
It is very important, because during that time, your brain vents. It deals with problems for you, and you wake up with solutions and directions.
Exactly, in the theta.
It's affecting. It affects just about everything. If your melatonin conversion is not good because of the sugar, then your serotonin conversion.
In actuality, it becomes a form of sleep deprivation just based on the sugars in our diets. Oh, my God. You're tossing term for weeks. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue.
Well, one thing I would like to say is, we do have, because time is moving on there, and I'm glad to see that you guys were discussing some of the vital things that people need to know. Of course, we know that the sugar, you know, too much sugar is not good, and it's good to know that certain vegetables can be a not so productive for us as well. And these are things that we can go into more detail on. you know, because
yes. I would love to identify which vegetables are bad for us so that we could stop eating them.
Exactly.
You know, that's all I was trying to find out. Right. So
right.
I'm not going to hold everything up. Does the doctor have a website or an email address that we can get in touch with her or something?
Yes, she had mentioned it a few minutes ago.
Yes, she does have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Nuraceutical. So it's N as in Nancy, U as in Utah, A as in America, C as in Canada, U as in Utah, E as in Early, G as in Thomas, I as in Iceland, C as in Canada, A as in America, L as in London. So it's Nuraceutical.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for explaining that, because I didn't get it before.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're
all
welcome.
Right, great. And thank you, my sister, for covering for my sister. I thought she was going to stick on with us a little longer, but that's okay. But anyway, right now we're getting ready to go on to the next person, and that is number 252-287. 252-287. You are now with your mic open on your phone. And if you have anything you would like to share with us on what we spoke about thus far, feel free to do so.
Oh, hello. How everybody doing?
All right. And yourself?
All right. Yeah. I heard Dr. and Sue gave some great information. And one thing I just want to add on is that as African Americans, we are not eating according to our original diet. So I'm lucky enough to travel back and forth to Africa. So in traveling back and forth to Africa, I see the way they eat and the way we eat, and it's totally different. One thing that the doctor said that I love is that we need to implement vitamin D, sunlight, into our diet. Also, something that they do in Africa a lot is that they keep their feet to the soil. They don't have shoes on sometimes. And sometimes walking on the soil is good for your body. And the brother was talking about sugar. You know, sugar was classified as a drug in 1800, but they changed it from a drug. Sugar is just as addictive as any other drug, cocaine, any other narcotic. Sugar is just addictive. If most people think about it, they eat sugar every day, all day long. They don't even pay no attention. But it's very important what she's saying, because our health is our wealth. Like, your health is your wealth. So if you don't know your true culture and where you come from and the diet, we're all messed up in America. So, like, one thing, they don't eat a lot of sugar or salt. They eat spicy food on the continent. So with that, that's totally different than the way we eat in America. So there's a lot to it. They eat a lot of fish, rice. But it's just totally different than the way we eat here in America. But the question I have for the doctor is about intermittent fasting, because I have started doing intermittent fasting where I eat for 4 hours, and then I take a 20-hour break, and then I eat in between. So my question to the doctor is about that. Is intermittent fasting a good way of trying to cleanse your system and get healthy? And also about pistachios. I heard her talking about not eating omelets, but what about pistachios? Is pistachios something that we can eat, and about intermittent fasting? Now, I do have products, but I'm not trying, because I don't want to take away from the doctor and the show. But it's a lot of products that we bring back from Africa that we need to be using in America, because we have lost our way, and they have a lot of organic stuff there that they use to clean and help us out with the ailments that we have in America. But my question is about the intermittent fasting and about pistachios.
Well, I can answer the intermittent fasting. And I would start off by saying that typically we eat too much. We eat much, much more than we actually need. So people can begin just cutting down on the amount of food that they eat. Depending on your age and your health, I would say, one meal every 2 or 3 days. That would give us a lot of what we needed, along with the sunlight, I would say that. I also want to add that our brain has long-term changes and long-term memory. and the long-term changes in memory are lodged in the non-conscious. The non-conscious is responsible for autonomic processes. The autonomic processes are the digestion of food, blood temperature, body temperature, heart rate, and so on, as well as other psychological, emotional things. So we have been programmed based on centuries of living in different environments, especially for people who were enslaved, and our brain is designed to eat food from the region where we are genetically aligned. So that's one of a very important thing to remember when we begin to look at our diets and change the things that we eat. We also have to look at seasonal changes, because seasonal changes affect what's going on in the brain, the neurotransmitters and the neurohormones, and changing our diet depending on the seasons that we're in is also very important. But those are things that Dr. Nuani could speak better on when it comes to diet and food. As I said, my area is just the brain and not so much the stomach.
Okay, so are you familiar with the saying that your stomach is your other brain, that your stomach actually dictates a lot of your feelings? If you're sad, if you upset, if you mad, a lot of those triggers actually come from your stomach, and then it moves up. Are you familiar with that, or it sounds pseudo?
Your stomach is referred to as a second brain. And that's because a lot of the neurochemicals and the transmitters you have are also resident and similar types of cells. But we have to remember that we are an integrated being. And Western society has taken us out of being integrated. They put religion in one area. They put science in one area. And science is a religion. I talk a lot about that in many of my books. Science came from an ancient religion, an ancient Greek religion, that they somehow managed to poison us as though it was science. And they have poisoned their beliefs on us, and we are running with it. So we really have to get to a place where we are willing to throw out all the garbage that we've been handed down and begin to look for real answers, sustainable answers. So yes, your stomach is your second brain, and there is an integration between the brain and the stomach.
Okay, well, thank you, ma'am. One more question, and I know other people want to call. Are you familiar with hibiscus petals or hibiscus, the plant, hibiscus plant?
Yes.
The hibiscus
flowers is very, very good for colds, inflammation, the lungs, the breathing tract. They make a drink out of it. They've made wine out of it. It is a sister to another product called sorrel in Trinidad, we are from. It is called, the sorrel is called hibiscus or hibiscus in Jamaica. So some people intermingle the two, but they're two different genera. They're related of the same species, but different genera. The hibiscus leaf is really very, very good for people who are diabetic as well. You can use the chlorophyll from that and take it in the morning. It also cleans out the stomach. So yes, the hibiscus flowers and its products. Everything in nature is there for our health. I remember my mother would say to me, she said, "Look, Evie," she said, "these animals don't go to the doctor. If they feel sick, they go out into the field and they look for whatever herb there is out there, and they chew on it and they eat it and they get better. They never go to the vet. Of course, we take them to the vet. Now, we keep them indoors because we are really hurting people and we're really restricting people and doing all kinds of stuff. We do that to the animals as well. But where I grew up, the animals just went and looked for herbs. And in your environment, there is always herbs that are natural growing that you could find to cure just about anything that you are sick with.
Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth, because if you ever see a dog, we always see a dog eat grass when they're sick. So.
Basically, at this time, because we are running out of time, we're going to move on to the next speaker, and I thank you both for sharing such good information. And right now, the person who we're looking at, you know, getting a comment from at this time, that person is 914-530. If you have a comment on the information on what we spoke about thus far, definitely feel free to share with us what you feel at this point.
Great. Dr. Canary, Ron Robinson, person 30 years, let's say 30, 20 years, bad habits, not knowledgeable about what we're talking about tonight. Tons of sugar, tons of kale, tons of bad habits, everything that you consider in America, which we do, food-wise, physical, psychological, the whole nine. What would you say to them to get started? What would the first thing they should do to start on a road of good health?
Well, that's a very, very pertinent question, Dr. Robinson. I am a hypnotherapist, and what I do as a hypnotherapist, I go into the non-conscious and the subconscious to find out the problems that are there. So, for example, many of us we've been made addicted to sugar from very young, as children. So the programming for sugar lies in the non-conscious and the unconscious. When I do hypnotherapy, I go into the non-conscious and the subconscious, and I restructure so that I change the programming down below. And then I introduce into that certain steps to wean people off the sugar completely. Some people can cold turkey off sugar. They can cold turkey off carbs. Carbs have a lot of issues. It creates a lot of issues for us as well. But I have found, because we've been so programmed, that hypnotherapy is one of the most effective modalities to influence most habits, control the habits, and change your habits across the board, whether it's food, substances, or movies, or pornography, or whatever. I found it to be very, very useful, and it's one of the modalities that does provide answers for individuals.
Mhm. Oh, great. Well, I'm glad you shared that with us, and you know, that's some good information to know about, because you know, the mind is a very important game-changing device that is a part of us. So once we change our mind and say, you know what, I want to improve my health, that's when you can start to pick the right foods. That's when you can start to do something that we really haven't spoken about too much. But also, it's necessary that we do cleanse our systems on a serious level. You know, and the way that we can do that is through, you know, different juices that can be drank, like prune juice, or you can even do colon therapy. That is a device that you can utilize that cleanses your colon out. And once you get rid of a lot of those toxins as well in your system, then that will really free you up from a lot of ailments that can start building up in your system as well. But anyway, we do have one last person that we're going to deal with before we get ready to go on to doing the prayer and the meditation. And that last person's number is 347-742. 347-742. We would like to hear what you have to say on what we've spoken about thus far today. And if you can share with us your comment, that would be great to hear. Okay, that's 347-742.
Yes, my brother, this is Terrence, Minister Terrence and Chaplain, and also I am a financial professional. Yes. So
great.
What I am doing is reaching out to our wider community and kind of it's a financial literacy program that intends to encourage our families to evaluate the program that they have or whether they have or don't have. And this is for them to be able to properly protect themselves and their families. So if I may just quickly, we have seen in a number of instances where insurance companies, for instance, have made families to feel that their whole life policy is what they should pay attention to without any real explanation of anything, because that's not their idea. So the whole life policy, while it has a strict 100 years, the term life policy also has 100 years, but it gives people to do it in subsections. So they can have a 30-year, 35-year, 100-year at the fourth, and then they, with the intent to renew or even to convert. And on the mm-hmm. other hand, those who choose to renew or convert, then they will then do so with the rest of the year. The other thing about the whole life policy is that it makes the family to think that they're going to get, in addition to the death benefit, they would also get the cash value. But the cash value is called cash value because it belongs to the company. So the most that families can get from that is a loan. They're offered a loan, which they have to pay back with interest. And if families refuse to pay back the loan, then what happens, that is deducted from the death benefit. So that if the death benefit is $150,000 and they would have secured a loan for about $20,000, it would be $20,000 plus the accumulated compound interest, whether it is 5%, 8%, or what. So that would be added. So by the time they are ready to receive that $150,000, it's almost like some $40,000 to $60,000 taken out from the $150,000 along with administrative fees. So on the other hand, with our company, which is Primerica, not only that families are able to have term where they can get the greatest of coverage, and paying way less expensive, but they are also able to have, rather than the cash value built into the program, the insurance program, they would have the investment, even if at 9% compound interest, they can have a real blessed by the time they get to 65, or even if they wanted to extend longer. And why 65? Because 65 is the time for retirement. So So you have the death benefit, which is up to 100, and you have the investment, which if you want it to be up to your retirement age or if you want to extend further, it's up to you. But 9% month to month to month that would be a real blessedness. So this is the kind of stuff that we are doing to really, like, encourage our people to take a look, and what they do with the information is strictly up to them. But I am making an encouragement for us even more, because we have between today, tomorrow, and Monday, we have a challenge. The challenge is for us to get as many people as possible to take that leap so that they can get the program. If they are young, they might be able to get that for $50. If they're older, they might be able to get it for $85 or a little more, so they can be able to properly protect themselves or their family. So I trust
that. That's pretty good, my brother. I'm really glad to hear that you were sharing this with us, and sounds like some good information, you know, in regards to folks that may want to go into that field of insurance and things of that sort. But right now, because of the time span, we only have a short remaining period of time. What I was going to do is have Sister Yvette or Dr. Yvette come on and share the sister's number who was speaking with us about the health opportunities that were available with diabetes. So if you could give her information on how she can be contacted again, that would be good. And then we're going to go right into the prayer and meditation and get ready to get started with that. So my sister, if you could speak on that, that would be good.
Yes. So again, the website is Nuaceutical, NuaceuTical, and you can get the sweet calm from that website. You can also reach her at 470-363-0288. Again, 470-363-0288, and that is Dr.
Nuani. Okay, great. Well, I do appreciate that. And right now, what we're going to get ready to do, we're going to get ready to start off with the prayer, and then we're going to go into the meditation. And, you know, we're going to be discussing a few things on this, and I'm really glad to hear, you know, what you guys have shared with us in regards to the health situations and how we can improve it. And even my brother, you know, he came in with the insurance piece. That was good as well. And one of the things I will say at this time, though, is with the prayer and meditation, we're going to be focusing on how we can definitely improve our lives, not only from the physical and the mental, but also even from the spiritual. And that's something that is very important as well. Unfortunately, even with the brainwashing, some of us have been told that, you know, spirituality with God doesn't have any real impact or influence that can really help us or save us. But that's all a lie, and that's Satan's lie, because he definitely doesn't want you to know that through God's grace and Jesus's grace that you can definitely liberate yourself from a lot of the problems and turmoils that you're going through today as well. But anyway, we're going to have our good brother Ron start off with the prayer, and after we finish with the prayer, we're going to go right into the meditation. So, brother Ron, if you can share with us that,
thank you so much.
Great.
If Terrence can just give his number so he can get contacted.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, folks. Yes, my number is 347-358-1049. Anytime from between 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Let us pray. Divine Father, Heavenly Father, who have created heaven and earth, we come in divine order right now in spiritual connection with thee, asking that all things that are human, all things that are natural, are given away in our mind, and all things which are spiritual and internal, all things that are insightful in thy internal body, is given unto him. And we ask these blessings upon this phone to all that are hearing, that we receive this physical and this wealth, health, and wisdom, the blessing upon thee, O Father. And we thank you for all that you have done in the past, all that you're doing right now, and all that you're doing for the future. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So now, what I would like to ask everyone at this point, because we're getting ready to go into doing three deep breaths, and then we're going to go right into the meditation, is each of you could find a comfortable sitting position where you could sit down and relax and get ready to focus on some of the things that we're getting ready to go into in regards to improving ourselves and taking ourselves to another level where we can really make things happen that can really come about without a doubt. But anyway, find that comfortable sitting position, close your eyes, and let's get ready to go into three deep breaths, and then we'll go right into the meditation. So here we go once again. Right now, in closing your eyes, let's get ready to start with the first breath. Breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. Breathe out. All stress, anxiety, and tension, let it go, let it go, let it go. Next breath, breathe in deep. The serious spiritual power that has been endowed within us. And now breathe out all fear and doubt telling you that this can never come about. Let all of those lies, just let them go, let them go. Let them go. Last breath. Breathe in deep. Your true identity that you have been blessed to be, a God being that has more power than a limited person that can do but so little. And all you can do is struggle and try to barely survive in poverty and negativity, and no, you do not have to accept that as your reality. But once you start to see that you are more than just a poor person that is struggling, and that you have the ability to do great, awesome, and amazing things in your life, because as I've said many times in the past, Lord Jehovah spoke very powerfully and said, you are made in the likeness and image of God. That is a very powerful statement. For there's no way in the world you can be a limited, poor, suffering person that has to be stuck in poverty and in misery when you can acknowledge the true identity of who you are, that you are made in the likeness and in the image of God. And if you're made in the likeness and image of God, obviously that means that you are a God being. There's no way you could be made in the likeness and image of God and be a poor, weak person that's struggling and barely surviving. It doesn't make any sense. The only reason why people are in that state of mind of what they call poverty consciousness is because that is a part of the brainwashing of the society to tell you that is all you can ever manifest in your life, nothing but misery and poverty, and that is not true. You can be set free by believing in God's truth of saying who you are, made in the likeness and image of God. And the other piece, as I've said many times in the past, Jesus said, the things I do, you can do, and even more. Another very, very powerful statement. But these things are not taught in the church, which is really sad to see and to know. But these are things that we need to know. Because, you know, you actually become a person that can actually know that you are not a limited person, but that you are a son or daughter of God. as Jesus said, the things I do, you can do and even more. And Jesus wasn't a limited person that was poor and suffering in poverty. He showed that he was a powerful, mighty God himself that was a son of God that actually liberated many people from death. He resurrected the dead. He gave vision back to the blind. He actually showed people how they could improve their lives. If they were on their deathbeds, he gave them an opportunity to replenish their lives. And all these things were things that he was able to do. He was able to manifest food to feed his followers, you know, and when he had thousands of people up on that mountain there, you know, he clapped his hands three times and manifested food for all of them because he didn't have enough food for everybody. He had food for him and his disciples, but he didn't have enough food to feed all the rest of them. But then because they all followed him up on that mountain, he gave that food to all of them, which was really great to see. But these are just a few of the things that Jesus did. Jesus even walked on water, which was something that was awesome and amazing, because I know many of you have been in swimming pools or lakes or, you know, crossing over possibly a stream or a river, and each step that you took into that water, your body and your leg went down. As far as walking on the water, that is incredible and amazing, and that's what Jesus did. He was able to actually walk on water. And even at one point, he offered that opportunity to his disciples that were on a boat, and he offered them all to come out of the boat and to walk on the water. But only one of them said, okay, no, I'll give it a try. I'll do it. But the rest of them were like feeling like, what? I can walk on water? Are you kidding? And then that one that did walk on water, unfortunately, he heard the voice of Satan telling him, what? You are walking on water. Are you crazy? You can't do this. What are you doing? This doesn't make no sense. What are you doing? You can't walk on water. And before you know it, he started going down in the water. And Jesus grabbed him by his arm and pulled him up. And he said, ye of little faith. But that's the thing. We have to have faith in the fact of who we are and what we can do and what we can be. Because walking on water, disappearing, reappearing, resurrecting the dead, healing those who are dying of illnesses that are very sick, whether it's cancer, diabetes, or many other different serious health problems that are affecting us in the world today. The bottom line is we do not have to be in those situations where we're victims of those problems. Once you start to understand that you are not just a person with a personality that is very limited with your ability, and you start to really start to see yourself when your mind is up on high, in higher heights in God and Christ, and you know now that you are, as God said and as Jesus said, a son and daughter of God that can do awesome and amazing things. And some of you may have a problem with really grasping hold of that because you feel that, what, I can really do these things? But yes, you definitely really can. And that's the reason why it's very important for you to start to reschedule and reprogram your mind to start to see yourself from that spiritual perspective of knowing who you really are. That's when you can really start to change your life and even have a huge impact on helping to be a blessing to the lives of others. So all I can say at this point, that which is very important for us to believe and to see, is that we are not limited human beings who just have a personality, but we are blessed, sons and daughters of God that have been endowed with the power of God's grace, love, and mercy. And with that power of God that dwells within us, that we have been endowed with and given from the time when we were born into those physical bodies that we have, the bottom line is we haven't been taught that. But now that we know that, the next step into this is to really start to awaken to our true identity. And then we can actually manifest wealth. We can start to get rid of certain mountains that are blocking us as a people and as individuals. We can start to really bring about positive change in our lives. But the question, again, comes back to, can you believe it? Because without believing it, you won't be able to receive it. You won't be able to activate your God-given power, because you have to acknowledge it. You have to accept it, that this is what you are, and that Lord Jehovah nor Jesus Christ was lying or giggling and laughing after he said that as a joke. It wasn't a joke. It was the God's honest truth. So right now, what I would like you to do is just envision the fact that you have the ability to allow your God-given power to actually be activated within you right now. And that's something that can really come about. But before we go into the full visualization of that, I'm just going to say an affirmation that really can help, and it has helped many people in the past. So let us see this affirmation open your mind to what we're talking about. And it goes like this. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. Another affirmation that is also very powerful is, I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. I see my goals and dreams already done, and my victory has been won. So now what I would like you all to do is to see yourselves as those sons and daughters of God, and allow your God-given power, your power of magnetic wealth, prosperity, and abundance of God to be activated within you now. And as that wealth, prosperity, and abundance starts to draw back into you, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that can come to you, that can be very fruitful and helpful to you, and it will be coming from positive sources, not selling drugs, not prostitution, or any kind of negative crazy things like that, but great opportunities and positive opportunities will be coming your way that will liberate you and free you to see a prosperous day. But you have to believe it and know that the magnetic power of God is within you now, and you are seeing hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars coming your way, setting you free to see a brighter day. Hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars are coming your way and setting you free to see a brighter day. You are not limited, but you are empowered as a son and daughter of God. Believe it and you will receive it. Believe it and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. See it, believe it, and you will receive it. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can truly come about. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can truly come about. This is a true blessing that God has bestowed upon us. And all we have to do is let go of the lies of Satan that want to tell us that this can never come about. Don't believe in these lies, but believe in God's honest truth. You are made in the likeness and image of God, so you are a God being, a son and daughter of God. And Jesus said once again that things I do, you can do, and even more. So you have the power to open that door to prosperity and wealth. See it opening and see the flow of great, wonderful, and amazing opportunities being magnetically drawn into your life. But you have to believe it in order to receive it. You are a true and amazing son and daughter of God that has been blessed. But in order for you to receive this, you must believe this. Right now, what I would like you to see is a very bright light of God's magnetic power shining brightly from thee. And feel that awesome and amazing power drawing to you huge amounts of money in cash, and know for a surety that this can truly come about. All you need to do is get rid of all your fear and doubt and all the brainwashing of the past and allow God's blessing to truly enable you at last, enable you to be a magnet for wealth. And right now, what I would like you to say is, I am a magnet for wealth that can draw unto me huge amounts of money and cash. I am a magnet for wealth that can draw unto me huge amounts of money and cash. I am a magnet for wealth that can draw unto me huge amounts of money and cash. And no longer shall I have any problems with worrying about money and trying to make ends meet. Wealth and prosperity is now here for me. I no longer have to seek. I see it coming into my life, and I will not only use it just for selfish purposes, but just as we receive many of these dollars and cash, we will use it to help our people who are suffering in our communities at last, freeing them from poverty, freeing them from difficulties that they are having right now. But once we set them free, they will truly be acknowledging that they are sons and daughters as well. And then we can come together in unity as we are right now and be a blessing to our community. We are sons and daughters of God that can come together in unity and be a blessing to our community. We are sons and daughters of God that can come together in unity and truly be a blessing to our community. We are sons and daughters of God that can come together in unity and be a true blessing to our community. So just for a moment, I just want you to see that bright light of God's magnetic power of wealth and prosperity drawing to you huge amounts of money and cash so you can live a new reality at last. receiving huge amounts of money and cash so you can live a new reality at last. Just see that. See that coming to you right now. Just vibe on that for a moment. See it and believe it.
After